show. It's 102.5 The Bone. We got our hospitality worker of the day. It is up on our Instagram and our Facebook. And his name is Brandon Waters. He used to work at the Hall in Franklin. And his Venmo is Brandon Waters Fight. And thanks to the folks at Team Farrell and Astadom. And who else? Of course, Tito's Handmade Vodka. A bunch of people have really come through and donated some money to help these people out. Dr. Bill Choi and his patients for stepping up and helping out. Look, even if they open bars this weekend, these people are still going to need assistance. They've been out of work for some time, so I'm going to keep it going until we run out of money. What else? Do you want to help out? You can do that. You can do that on Venmo. You can do that through Facebook. You can do that through the Instagram. And it's if we all don't die in this tornado that's going on right now.
Yeah, right?
It is so loud here. Can you hear it? Listen. Well, of course, now it's a quiet spot. But, I mean, during the commercials, we were just like, we almost hunkered down.
Yeah.
What was that noise where it felt like the second floor was falling apart?
I think Pap was running back into Bone TV room. He might have been going to the bathroom. I think he was sprinting back to make it on time.
That's why Joe's my favorite.
That's right.
That's a guy who he's willing to run his feeble old senior citizen legs to get back in time, whereas you just saunter in after the commercials.
Why did this turn around on me?
Or is it because he doesn't have good time control and doesn't know what's going on and stuff? Because, like, I literally walk in there and he doesn't even have his email open.
You mean, like, he can't control his bladder? He has to leave.
No, he just goes to the bathroom and then just wanders around and has no idea. He's pulling patience off the wall and forgiveness and whatever the hell the other stuff is on there.
Forgiveness!
All right.
Oh, goddamn.
We have some stuff to give away for you folks.
Yes.
And we can do that right now. What's the name of this game?
This is
Read My Mind.
Read My Lips. Do I have that or do you have it?
You have
it. You do. You want me to get it for you?
No.
Okay.
We haven't played it in so long, I forgot about it. We have Read My Lips, Galvin. You know this game?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Now, it's time to play Read My Lips. On the Mike Calta Show.
Read My Lips.
This is where we put the headphones on and you listen to Spanish's awful music. Carmen, will you come over here to mic 4 so that we're able to see your pretty face while you play? Do you want? I'll give you a choice. Who do you want to play with, Carmen? Do you want to play with me, Spanish, or Galvin? You'll have your choice.
Ooh.
Anyone works.
I'm going to play
or
Spanish.
Gio. Okay, we got you in Spanish.
Screw Gio.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding.
All right, let me get a contestant on the line, and this is Jerry. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So here's what's going to happen. Spanish and Carmen, who's wearing?
She's wearing the headphones. So
Carmen is wearing headphones and plugged into an iPod, and it is blasting in her ears. Spanish is going to lip sync something to her. He has three opportunities for her to read it. If she gets it right, you'll be the winner. So I'm going to put you on hold. All right, Spanish.
Okay.
What do we have for Carmen?
All right. Ready, Carmen?
Okay. All right. Yeah, you ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
You ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Keep your headphones on. What? You good. You skanky dank you. All right, go.
All right.
I love that she can't hear anything you're saying.
Memorial Day is for barbecue.
Baboomsta went to barbecue?
Baboomsta?
Okay.
Baboomsta?
Memorial Day is for barbecue.
Boom boom pow is for barbecue.
Boom boom pow.
So close.
One more for Jerry.
Memorial Day is for barbecue. even...
Barbacoa is for barbecue.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jerry. Carmen stinks.
Memorial Day is for barbecue.
Boom, boom, pow.
Lower that before it curses.
By the way, terrible job. And also, I love that Memorial Day is for barbecue, not the fact that all the soldiers that died so we could have freedom.
Do you want to feed Galvin?
Yeah.
Okay, Galvin.
Feed me.
Galvin, who's usually really good at this. Hi, who is this?
What's on there?
Hello.
Hey.
What is your name, sir?
Hello.
Yes.
Kurt, K-U-R-T.
Kurt, now Carmen will be feeding Galvin. He'll have three opportunities to figure out what Carmen's saying. If he gets it right, you'll be a winner. So I'll put you on hold. That's Kurt on line five. I know. I can hear it from here, even though I can't really hear what
it's
it
baby.
Is.
It's the baby.
Oh, I love
the baby. It's the baby, yeah.
I love the baby.
His new album.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
The baby has some dirty stuff.
He does have some dirty stuff.
My son goes, well, let me put on the... I go, I can't listen to the baby. Why? Because he's constantly talking about chicks and things to
his
private parts while you're sitting right here next to me. It bugs me after a while.
It's weird.
Yeah, because he's not just like, I make sure you lift my lady. He's like, I fly this pee in from across the country.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'm
like,
does this, and does a little that, this.
That leads me to wonder, what's so good about her pee that he's willing to fly her in across the country?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
You ready?
I changed it to The Offspring.
Oh, God.
I bought like that up.
Galvin speaks like a special
talking
ed
kid. Talking to your microphone. I can't hear you, idiot.
We're still on the radio.
Galvin speaks like a special ed kid with those on.
Okay. Stop. Ready? Okay. This is going to be a short one. Tornadoes are terrifying.
You're caught in a crossfire.
No, not even close. No. Tornadoes are terrifying.
Tony Andrews saw something terrifying.
Tony Andrews.
Tornadoes are terrifying.
Drew's ghettos are fantastic.
No idea. Tornadoes are terrifying.
Oh,
it's right. So close.
Now I see it. All right, what do we do next?
I give to somebody. You want me to give to you or to Spanish?
I'll give it to Spanish.
All right.
Spanish, you go over there to that mic okay, so Galvin can see you. Let me get a new contestant on the line. This is Steve. Steve, you're up next, buddy. Galvin feeding Spanish, so good luck to you, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on. Man, that is loud.
Yeah, really loud. It really throws you off.
Hey, you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Spanish told this really good story about his girlfriend that I don't want to bring up on the air, so you bring it up afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Here we go.
There is a severe thunderstorm warning.
There's sticky fingers in
there. Why are you so loud?
No, you were yelling what so happened? Loud.
He had to peg.
No, it was the same as Carmen's was. You were just yelling. All right, really bad. There we
that mic is really hot.
Yeah, that one's wrong.
There is a severe thunderstorm warning.
There are tons of fingers in the storm warning.
Fingers.
Fingers.
There is a severe thunderstorm warning.
There's static fear in the storm warning.
Does he get one more? Because the first one was long. We'll give you one more. There is a severe thunderstorm warning.
There's a state of fear and a storm warning?
Oh, you're so close. There is a severe thunderstorm warning.
Dummy.
I'm sorry.
We got to get a winner. We got to get a winner. All right, give me that thing. Somebody feed me.
Galvin, so
talk to Michelle.
Okay. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. So Spanish is going to feed Mike. He'll have the three chances. If he gets it, you're going to be a winner, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Here we go.
Popcorn is delicious with butter.
Popcorn is good with cheese and butter.
So close.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, move the microphones. I can hear it. No, I know popcorn is in my mouth, but I know that's not right. I know that's all right.
Last one. Here we go.
Your vampire teeth are throwing me off.
Popcorn is delicious with butter.
Popcorn is delicious with butter.
Yeah. Yell it like a weirdo.
Popcorn is delicious with butter. I said the same thing about you. When you sound like a kid wearing a helmet on a school bus when you talk.
Michelle is a winner.
I love this game.
Michelle, you are a winner. Oh, your headphones here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And remember, popcorn is delicious with butter.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. I saw popcorn and then all of a sudden it came back around.
I got to tell you, when I'm trying to feed somebody the words and they are mouthing them back to me, it's really hard to keep a straight face again.
Look, Spanish has got really good teeth.
Yeah.
But no, you have really good teeth. But you do have little pointy teeth in the back.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody does.
So,
but you don't see it until you're staring at your mouth, and all of a sudden you look like Predator.
I used to have very sharp canine teeth, but my orthodontist filed them down without telling me. Yeah, no. He just did it. Yeah.
Do you like garlic?
I love garlic.
Oh well, then never mind.
No, I don't. I think they're normal.
Thank you.
They're fine.
Spanish, I have a question for you. Something that happened earlier in the show.
Yeah.
So you and Karishma are having sex and Joe chokes you?
No, she chokes me.
She chokes me.
Karishma's the one?
Yeah.
Her little tiny hands.
She does have little tiny hands.
We call her and ask her
about that? But she's strong.
Does she use a belt or something? Or she just uses her hands?
Use her hands.
Oh, yeah. You did like that. So she's on top of you.
Yeah.
And you're laying down and she's...
Yeah. It was... I got to tell you.
If I was there and there was a girl on top and right in the throes of it, she reaches out and grabbed my throat, I would go, bitch, what are you doing? It depends on how you do it. If you do it the right way.
I will tell you, that is the perfect opportunity for a nope.
Bitch, what are you doing?
I would go, bitch, what are you doing?
What are you doing right now?
Choke me.
You're saying when you're in the position where the girl is on top,
mm-hmm.
they've never reached down and put their hand on your throat?
I gotta tell you,
it
was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be.
I'll tell you right now, and this goes for the majority of women. I'm sure there's Huxley, whatever. But majority of women, I feel like my neck is stronger than your hand. Like, you couldn't choke me. Flex my neck.
Huxley would crush your ass.
What about if I'm doing, say this is a one-night stand, and if I'm doing this with this girl, she reaches down with two hands and starts choking me, and I shoot her. That's a clean shoot.
No.
Why?
What are you shooting her with?
I'm reaching into the nightstand and I'm blowing her head off. What happened? She started choking me.
What are you doing? I mean, you don't choke the person hard unless they're ready for
it. If I'm enjoying passion, I don't want unexpected pain.
It's not pain because they're not like squeezing.
If I'm turning blue, yeah. I'm shooting that bitch.
But they're going too hard then. Like, it's normally just like a soft like grab, like to just help like hold yourself up almost.
Oh, my neck. Yeah.
What if she doesn't?
No, that's how you choke them though. That's like the pressure. So it's not like what you're thinking where you're
choke him if you
don't
got
know,
him.
Carmen, let's try it. Carmen, I'm going to lay down. You get on top of me and choke me.
Yeah. Okay, deal.
We'll try that with the forced snuggle tomorrow.
Yeah. No, we won't.
Hot. I'm into it. She did it in a really cute way because she was on top and she kind of like looked at me like this. She was like, huh? As she like reached her hand, I was like, huh? And I was like, oh, all right.
Okay.
All right, yeah. And then she went all in. I was like, all right. Yeah. I didn't say... Bitch, what are you doing?
I'm like, bitch, what are you doing?
I just imagine Spanish totally passed out then. And then just where the air comes out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you're a black eye.
Turn it up.
I'm telling you right now, I'm laying there like, yeah. I just reach up and pop it right in the eye.
Hello?
Hey, you're live on the air. I have a question for you.
Yeah?
How come when we make sweet love, you've never choked me?
Because
you know I'm going to go, bitch, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think about it.
All right. I'm just saying, have I choked you?
No.
You want me to?
No.
Right? I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Not even like you never, you know, toss that idea around between the two of you guys, Amanda?
We're not, listen, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. We're not planning that. We don't need a goddamn schematic to do it.
It's like a WWE wrestling match where you're working it out. All right, I'm going to throw you across here. You show me.
I'll reverse slide it.
And then at some point, I blow dust in your eyes.
Give me the poppycock.
Yeah.
All right, listen to me. So when your tiny-handed Indian grabs your throat, are you like, oh?
Yeah, at first I was like, what is this? And then the more we got into it, the more I was like, oh, I actually kind of dig it.
I'm just warning you, ladies, if you put pressure on my esophagus, I'm going to spit on you like a camel.
What? Oh, my God.
If you push down, I'm going to go right back in your right ear. Right in your face.
And you know what those women are going to do? Spit right back on your face.
Oh, that me and Amanda do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're into that.
Just totally into it. And then.
All right, man. I know what we're doing tonight.
Not that.
But, no, not the spit part. I'm going to choke you and see how long you go until you like it or you pass out.
You should just choke me and let me pass out so I can get a good night's sleep.
Jesus.
With pleasure.
Night, night.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Put it right in the way. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Hi, Anthony.
How y'all doing?
Great. Good talking to you. I mean, come on. Where was I going?
Yep.
Jay, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mike? No, I just had to call in because the mission's not to collapse the windpipe. You're just putting pressure along the side. You can breathe.
What are you, a sexual choking expert?
Why can't I hear you?
I can hear you.
Now I have you on speaker, which you're not going to like. But
I can hear you, you sex choking ninja. What are you? What are you, the sex expert, expert?
No, but I'm like, they're not trying to crush somebody's throat and stop their breathing.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if I don't know about it, and all of a sudden, like if I have a one night stand, the next thing you know, the chick's choking me, I'm shooting that bitch.
I dig what you're saying, and I like that. That's funny, but the reality of it is it's a gradual. She's not just going to grab you and choke you. She's going to gradually, if she knows what she's doing.
No, that's worse. That's worse, because first I'm like, oh, she's rubbing my neck. She's rubbing my chest. She likes me. All of a sudden, she grabs really hard, and I grab her by the hair and smash her into the wall.
What?
Well, I would move all letter openers and sharp objects, and I don't know. But you just gradually, you put pressure on the sides of the neck. I'm telling you, it's unreal.
What are you? How many girls have you knocked out by accident?
Never one.
No, I didn't. He cursed, didn't he?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell with his stupid accent, and if he cursed, if he really said something.
Well, and also how you do it is you just place your hand on the neck, and normally if someone like isn't comfortable with it, like if you're not comfortable with it, they'll move it. You know what I mean? They'll take their hand and move it away, so you kind of get a feel.
Or you get the one that grabs it and pushes it harder.
Yeah. And then that's how you know if they're comfortable with it or not. And if they don't say anything.
All I'm saying, ladies.
Bitch, what are you doing?
You better just give me a warning. Just put your hand on my neck and then give me the eyebrow. Because if I see you going for the kill, that's a clean shoot.
No.
Game over.
No.
I'm gonna call Sheriff Chad and say, Sheriff Chad. Did I say I'm Sheriff? I call Sheriff Chad and go, hey, she made the move on me. She tried to choke me out. I think she's a spy working for the other team.
And I heard she killed the alligator that I have out back at her swarm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's what not to do in sex from the Mike Calda show.
You might like it. You might like it.
Listen to me.
You should give it a shot.
Don't encourage it.
You never know. You never know. I didn't think I was going to like it. I thought for sure I was going to hate it.
If my wife does it and I don't like it and it hurts, who is this that he's showing?
Oh, I don't know.
If she does, hottest
Middle Eastern porn stars. Okay. All right. What? Cool.
Okay.
Oh, because Karishma.
If she does it and I don't like it, then I feel like I get to hit her back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go with that. We got to take a break.
No.
It's the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.